Man, it's been a great morning for me. How about you?
Yeah.
That was a sweet time of prayer. Do you remember the last words I shared last week at the end of the summer? Live in such a way that people that don't know God would come to know God because they know you. In other words, we're a light that reflects Christ's will. Yes, church? I mean, that's,
yeah.
We're trying to do that. I heard two testimonies this morning as to how God is working in this world. Would you agree we live in a dark, dismal world? Can I tell you something? It's not as dark and dismal as we think. God is moving. There is light. There is hope. There is joy. There is comfort in knowing Jesus. How do we proclaim Christ? 2 weeks ago, to equip you with what we are to share. It's called God's Word. I gave you 18 scriptures. You can do with them what you want. My hope is that you will proclaim them fearlessly and boldly when the Holy Spirit opens the opportunity. Last week, I tried to encourage you on how. And this week, I'm going to show you one way. Not everyone's called to do what people do, but everyone is called to share Christ. Sorry, if you know Jesus, that's His command. Not His suggestion, not if it's comfortable, not if I feel like it, when opportunity arises. It's time to pray. Father, would you go before us even now, prepare our hearts and minds for what you're going to do in this service. Father, I thank you for the gifts and talents you have given each one of us. And I pray, pray that you would reveal them to us today, that we would be bold and courageous and share that which we say we believe. God, use this time to mold and shape and recreate us into those you would have us to be. That from this day forward, we would trust in the fact that you are with us always to the very end. Mm-hmm. And because of that, there is no fear. We are more than conquerors because of you. God, I pray that this message would speak to each person you brought here this morning, that we would not be ashamed of the gospel, but fearlessly and boldly make it known as we should. May I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so it's going to be a little different this morning. My wife is telling the message. I'm just going to preface the message with these words. The title of this sermon is Being the Light. Catch it. We're called to be a light. We're told by Jesus. Not by James, by Jesus in Matthew 5. 14 through 16, and these verses better be familiar by now. We're back at Jesus' sermon. He says, "You are the light of the world. A city, a town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. Listen, in the same way, let your light shine before men that they see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." You might ask, well, how do I do that? Well, here's one person's example or explanation and testimony of how the light is spread in a song titled, "Does the Light Still Shine?"
This old friend of mine, it stood down on the corner underneath the neon sign. Had a cross that lit up heaven and the message Jesus the upside down. Explain about electric coats and zoning in my town. I knew that it would break in parts. I didn't want to lie. So I just held his hand and smiled when he asked me the left side. Does the fire
still shine, and it shines brightest when you show acts of kindness. Like the song said, when you take someone in, and you give them food, and teach them of God's love, there shines a light of love. If you want to be successful in touching someone in Jesus' name, spend time in prayer. Before you leave the house, ask the Lord to show you how He's changed your life and what He has for you to do now. Don't be afraid to ask exactly what He has prepared you for such a time as this.
Holy, have to shine, lighting up the darkness right now.
Generation looking for God. It is for such a time as this that we were placed upon the earth to hear His voice and to do His will. And to do this well, we must spend time in the Word of God, memorizing passages of Scripture such as Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Memorize that and know it and tell people we're all alike. John 3:16-18, for God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not be condemned. He goes on to say that, but to say, for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned. That's what the world needs to know. That's what we, church, need to believe. Whoever does not believe, listen, stands condemned already. We're born into this world condemned. And until we meet Jesus and are born again, do we have life. Verse 18 says, whoever believes in Him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe in Him stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Romans 6:23 tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, His Son, our Lord. Proverbs 3:5-6 makes life really easy. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. This translation says, submit to Him. And what happens? He will direct your path. He will make your paths straight. We're to follow the instruction of 1 Peter 3:15. In your hearts, revere Christ. Always be prepared to give an answer of the hope that you possess. And always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks to hear the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. If we are not attentive to keeping God's word forefront in our minds, there's a good chance we're going to keep on dancing around the truth of God's word that this world so desperately needs to hear. As followers of Christ, having such an important message to proclaim, do you really want to find yourselves uttering the words under your breath, "Here I go again"?
What am I so afraid of?
spending time with others is nothing to be afraid of. What are you passionate about? Talk about that. God has gifted you and given you gifts and talents and hobbies and passions for a reason. These are doors and windows of opportunity to share Him. How can you use them to connect with others? You have gifts. You have talents. Use them effectively. What? To glorify God and to share your faith. Maybe you'll understand He's prepared you through your life experiences to live to tell.
Thank you.
personal story of how God rescued you is powerful. Pray for opportunities to share your testimony. And as opportunity reveals itself, pray with and for those you share. For them directly, and if you don't have the courage or opportunity never arises, pray for them in the privacy of your own home. Who keeps coming to your mind, sharer, that you pray for? Yield to the Spirit. That's what we're talking about. Everything you have experienced in life, good and bad, is a light for someone else. You can say, hey, I don't know exactly what you're going through, but when I experience this, this is how I live. These experiences are a light for someone else. So we leave you with this message this morning. Go light your world.
Light up the sky. Pray to our Father.
song says, each of us has a candle. And the truth is, some are burning brightly, and some are dark and cold. There's some that are brave and courageous. I will tell you, for 4 minutes, I've held my arm up. And those of you that did, no, it hurts. But that's nothing compared to that. And that's the message we proclaim, and I'm bold enough. And I hope that one day you'll be bold enough to take your stand. John said in Revelation 12:10-11, I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, it has come at last, salvation and power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to earth. Amen. Amen. The one who accuses them before our God day and night. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and their testimony. We have a story, and it changes lives for eternity. And we sit in these chairs and pews and boxes with our little Yahoo, hello God, when we die. And He has commanded us to go into the world. Greg Laurie, a pretty well-known name, shares this valuable insight. People can't argue with you about your story, how Christ transformed you. They can't argue with what God has done for you. Greg continues to say, the moment you own it, the moment you take that stand and you say, I am a follower of Christ, people will be watching and secretly hoping you'll mess up. And then he says this, yet you may be the only gospel someone will ever read. Can I say this once more? Matthew 28:19-20. Jesus' most popular suggestion. Command. Therefore. So, because of everything from 28 to 19. Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Listen, verse 20. In short, I am with you to the very end of the age. And if you have not acknowledged Jesus as your Savior and Lord, He is not with you. And that's the message the world needs to know. In what ways do you have opportunity to share the love of Jesus as you go about your day? Bible study. Being non-threatening. Just talking to someone about Jesus. Are you? We're living in a world that desperately needs to know Him. Are you willing to do your part in being the light that reflects Christ well as you interact with people who cross your path each day? Walk in the knowledge of Matthew 28:20. I'm with you always to the end of the age. It's not your message, it's His. And He wants to use you and me to share Christ. Father, I thank you.